Hello, friends, and welcome to week two of Advent. This week, we're going to be meditating upon the second reason for the incarnation, and that is that Jesus came to make us sharers in his divine life. Now, that might be a hard concept to even wrap our mind around, never mind our heart. But the truth is that we were not made for just the things that we see around us in our daily life. Our hearts were made for heaven and are made for union with him. Heaven truly is our real home. So how do we begin to understand this concept and then let it seep down into our heart? I think we have to go back to the very, very beginning. And in Scripture, we see that God is a family. He is a trinity of persons. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are constantly pouring out to one another and receiving from each other. They are in relationship with each other. And so when God says, "Let us make man in our image and likeness," this is the image in which we were created. We were made in the image of love. We were made in the image of relationship. We were made in the image of deeply pouring out all that we are and receiving others fully. This is why our hearts burn for this. Our hearts burn for love. They ache when relationships are broken and when we don't have families that work together in the unity and love that we all desire. It's because we were made in this image, and God has made us for more than what our human experiences are. That also tells us that in the places where there is breaking and where there is bondage and where there is suffering in those areas, that God's heart would always be to restore what has been lost. So if we are to be sharers in his divine life, the way that God does that is that he will restore things through the life of the church. This is why the sacraments are such an important part of our faith journey. It is here that Jesus meets us in tangible and real ways that we can experience. For example, when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, his very life, his very body, his very presence comes in to us and makes our home here. He desires oneness and unity for there to be no separation. This was his original intention from the beginning, and it is still his intention. We hear this desire for oneness in the prayer of Jesus in the Gospels when he says, "Oh Father, that they all would be one. You and me, I and you, and them in us." This was his desire from the beginning, and it's his desire now. God desires for us to share in his life. And how does this happen? It seems impossible that God would want to come into this lowly place here in my heart. And yet this is the exact story of Advent, that Jesus would come from the highest place of heaven and that he would end up in this lowly stable, in this horrible barn that is filled with dirt and smell and mess. And friends, this is the hope really for you and me, is that Jesus wants to come into all of those places that are the lowliest in us. There is no place that is too low for him. In fact, that is precisely where he wants to go. He wants to go to the lowest place. We see this all over the place in the Gospels, that Jesus isn't hanging out with the rich and the wealthy, the people who have it all together or who are the most eloquent. He is going out of his way to meet the sinner, to meet the one who is lost. We have a privilege as Catholics to be able to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And this is his very life coming into our bodies, that even in this lowly place, that God would make his home here. And this is the hope for us. But the reality is it's really difficult for us to stay connected to this truth. Like I said, it often resides up here and it can drift quickly when other thoughts and busyness come into the picture. And so this Advent, as we begin to slow down and we're looking for the connection between the head and the heart, the desire is that we would actually begin to let Jesus satisfy this ache in us. I love the quote from C.S. Lewis where he says, "If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world." This is the truth, friends, that we were not made for this earth. And often we go to the things that are right around us to satisfy us. We get tired of waiting. We get distracted. We're hearing the suggestions from the enemy that life is to be found elsewhere. And so we break from the thing that God has invited us into, which is to be sharers in his divine life through our baptism, our confirmation, the life in the church. We are invited into this beautiful, life-giving relationship. But often we stray. Often we become pleased with other things. There's another C.S. Lewis quote that I love, and he says, "We are half-hearted creatures fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered to us. like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in the slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea, we are far too easily pleased. Honestly, this quote is hard to hear, and it's hard to hear because it's so often true. Divine life is being offered to us, this invitation that Jesus is saying, will you just come and be with me and you can share in all of the inheritance of everything that I'm offering to you. And often we just say no and we settle. We settle for things that are less than him, that maybe offer some sense of immediate gratification, but they never satisfy us. This week, as we slow down and we try to allow this truth to become a reality, we want to invite Jesus to become real here. This is the invitation of encountering Emmanuel, God who is with us, that he's not outside and far away, just watching us suffer down here, that he actually comes to meet us right where we are, and he comes to satisfy. He comes to give us the things that our hearts are so longing for. He wants us to live the full life. I think we can get the wrong impression that, you know, most of life is just here to suffer and struggle. And friends, you and I both know there's a lot of suffering and struggle on this side of heaven. But that's not all it is. That is not the fullness of the Paschal mystery that Jesus invites us to walk in. There also is resurrection and life that he wants us to experience. This is the fullness. And although our home is heaven, and the full expression of all of that will be realized, where there will be no more tears and no more sorrow and no more crying and no more shame and no more guilt one day, there is still some of that that God wants us to experience here on this side of heaven. He wants us to know that he is the one who can satisfy, and that we weren't made to just pick up the scraps. So my invitation for you this week is to take some of these ideas, and as we meditate on how Jesus is inviting us to share in his divine life through the gift of family, through the gift of relationship with him, that we would also just slow down enough to recognize the places where we have settled and where we are going to other things, to be able to offer those to Jesus and ask him to come and encounter those places with his presence that heals, restores, and sets us free. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.